Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. Yeah. It's Butter Bay.
Hey, yo, this is the mayor. I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Give it the program.
GQ Palace Radio.
I'm Rachel. I'm in the palace.
And the other diva should be in later. But, Diva, how's your week been?
Hold on a minute. Let me put my lip gloss on so we can start the show.
Lip gloss?
My
wait a minute. Is somebody seeing, looking at you right now?
No, but I had to wet my lips because they were just so dry. Okay, my weekend was good. My week so far has gone well. Of course, we know that I'm picked up another job, so I had to go take pictures for my new badge. So
all right, congratulations.
Thank you. I've added a job to the list, but the picture didn't turn out too well. But that's all right, as long as I got that badge.
There you go. That lets you know you got that job, you know?
Yes. How was your week so far?
Well, my weekend, it went pretty good. You know, I went to Philly to be with my babies.
Okay.
And I don't know, Saturday kind of like threw me in a loop.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't been right since.
Oh, Lord, what's going on?
It's like I'm coming down with a little cold, but, you know, I'm not going to complain because I'm here.
Right.
I'm here, you know, so.
Spring has sprung, and although we've not seen a 65, 70-degree weather yet, spring, it's officially spring, and I see a lot of people are getting sick already.
And the thing is, I was dressing, you know, just because it was a little bit warm, I still had to do what I had to do.
Yeah. We definitely have to keep our immune systems up. Vitamins are important. You know, there are people that think, oh, I never had to take vitamins before. Why I got to take them now? And they'd be surprised at how much more energy they'll have if they just take a simple vitamin.
Right. I want to say, even though it's a few days away, I want to wish you a big, 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 big happy birthday come Sunday.
Oh, thank you, Diva. Thank you.
You know I ain't going to try to sing Nada. And any other Aries out there, wish you a happy birthday as well. You know, many more.
Yes.
Happy birthday to all of the birthday shout-outs.
There's a lot of birthdays in March. We were saying that last week. Your birthday was last week. Happy birthday again. And there are so many birthdays in March. I can't keep up with them.
I usually celebrate the whole month, but I had to sit my old butt down. The cougar had to retire, okay?
I'm feeling my age creeping for me. Actually, I felt it a while ago. But, this age, I started taking some vitamins recently.
Well, if you don't have any other announcements or anything to talk about, you want to get right on into these topics?
I said we get right on into the topic. I'm ready. No announcements, no extras, none of that stuff. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay. First one. What if you got into a new relationship and your mate allows his or her child's parents still dictate what they do?
Oh, wow.
And the second one, love versus loyalty. You had to pick just one. Which would it be?
Oh, Lord. Okay. Ooh, okay. Wow. Okay. What if I got into a new relationship and my new mate allowed his or her child's parents to still dictate what they do? Well, This is sad.
Really, when you really think about it, I look at it like this. If you have been there in that child's life, you know, you still have those rights. I'm not going to let a new a mate of mine come in and just take over that child. You know what I'm saying? Because first off, it's going to be a while before you get to meet that child. So, yes, I would still let that parent, you know, my kid's parent dictate if he's been in their life all the time.
Right.
You know, if you haven't, then that's a different story.
Right. I know I can speak for myself. I have two children. So with their father, a few times he got into other relationships, I was that parent that was still dictating what he was going to do with my kids.
Exactly.
Number one, when we were raising our kids together, I was basically mommy and daddy all through their years so far, anyway, all of their lives. He's just been, you know, the bystander. So I've always dictated. I've always been the head of the household, the stayer, you know. So I'm that parent that still dictates what goes on. And with my, now if his lady friend or, you know, the person that he's in a relationship with doesn't, you know, has a problem with it, it's not my problem. Sorry. It's not my problem.
Right.
You have to be woman enough to take on, you know, the responsibility and knowing that he has kids. And from the beginning, I'm like, look, I let them know I'm not a parent that still dictates. And if you're not woman enough to handle this woman, then you might not want to get into that relationship with this dude.
Exactly. And with, you know, because it's so much abuse out here now, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and you got to watch your own family members with your kids. And you know, I'm not going to have another man, like, just, you know, popping up, like, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, no, hold up. Now, you're putting your hands on them, that's now we're going to have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, I don't want my family putting their hands on my kids, my grandkids.
Right.
You know,
right,
if I'm there, you let me know, and I will handle them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I was with both of my kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My family members, no. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, you have angry people, period. People that wasn't able to bear kids. You know, and sometimes they would take it out on your children.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
definitely
happening.
That's
why I said if that father was in that child's life, yes,
mm-hmm.
he can dictate to him to a certain extent.
Right.
You know, and that new mate, you're only going to have a little bit of leeway
mm-hmm.
until I see that, you know, and like I said, it's going to be a while before you meet my kids anyway. Hey, just because we went on a date the whole weekend, it doesn't mean that you're going to come up in my house and think that you're going to rule things because it's not happening.
Exactly.
I don't play that.
How about if you get into a relationship with your new mate and he brings his kids into the household? Now, y'all are a year or two into the relationship. He brings his kids into the household, and his ex-wife is still calling up every day dictating what their children, what, you know, what her kids are doing in your house. How would you react to that? Hold on, Goalkeeper. We have our first caller, Barry. Barry, are you there? Barry? First caller, are you there?
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Hey, Barry.
How are you?
How you doing?
All right.
Did you hear our topics for tonight?
Yes, love and loyalty and about the kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still on the first one, right, with the kids?
Yes, we still are on the first one. If you got into a new relationship and your new mate allows his or her child's parent, other parent, to still dictate what they do.
Yeah, that's a good one, because that's what kind of happened in my marriage. Like, I separated from my wife, and then I was picking up my daughter on a regular basis when she was born to, like, a year and a half, and then she got in another relationship, and she was allowing, because my daughter was still young, so she just seen them two in the house, and she knew I was our father, but she didn't know. She just said, I want to go with my mommy and daddy. I said, no, I'm your daddy. And then she said, I know, but, no, she didn't understand, so I told her, like, on several occasions, to stop letting a guy call my daughter daddy, and she didn't, and that's why, to this day, that's why I kind of stopped going, because I got really heated, and something would have happened, because I wasn't no Christian back then, and I threatened him several times, and I just stayed away. But, you know, now it's the effects of my daughter. As I spoke on another show about, you know, she feels abandoned, and she's hurt, because my wife said I just left, and then she didn't know where I was, but my daughter found out I was right around the corner the whole time, because I worked at the high school. And then she said she found out, you know, that they moved several times, and I did have a court order, but I could have put more effort, but I was just angry. You know, it was just, she's a victim, and the two adults were acting immature.
Yeah.
So that's the bottom line. That doesn't really excuse me, but that was my reason, and she sees I did have a reason. But now she's really confused and angry, really, both of us, so.
And you just mentioned that you've matured and you've changed your life around also, so that makes a big difference. You said you weren't there, you didn't have God in your life then, so I congratulate you, I salute you on changing your life, hopefully everything can be better now between you and your daughter, and you can, you know, sort of pick up the pieces or start new.
Right,
because I was
always there for my son, even though, and she sees that, then the relationship we had is great, and, you know, I coached him. Like, I coached at a couple schools, and I was always in his life. And so she's like, what about me? And she has a point. You know, what did I do wrong? She didn't do nothing wrong. It was just me and her mother's immaturity. So,
yeah,
you know, you reap what you sow now, but at least she knows now. So it's a touchy situation, but it's a good topic. That's what I'm really dealing with. So I have it on headlines and everything. But that's a topic.
Y'all hold those thoughts. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back. So hold the line.
Okay.
GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We on over 15 different websites, 65,000 listeners and still rising within 2 years. 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesday, we coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. as he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body karate. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with Love Fantasy, with 3 of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have to bless the Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio, the Crossroad Temple, for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace. Radio, we doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
GQ Palace Radio.
Right now, this just goes to show you callers and listeners, this is what GQ Palace is about. Yes, we do real and big things. And as he said, we're taking it by storm. That was actually our CEO, Rich Money, which is the founder of the whole GQ Palace, with the commercial of every show and everything that we do and every place you can find us. So don't forget, always tune in to GQ Palace. We got something for everybody. Okay. Carry on, guys.
All right. I'm shocked. I am loving it.
That was beautiful.
GQ Palace, it's butter, baby. I'm loving it.
I'm glad to be a part of it for the since day one.
We're not going to say how long. That might reveal your age. We can't do that. Shout out to our executive and our co-exec, Rich Money and Miss Lavina. We love y'all. Y'all do amazing.
Yes.
I know I'm definitely grateful to be a part of this move. And I'm definitely not going nowhere. I love GQ Palace. This is my home.
Hey, man.
Now.
You're right.
Barry, are you still there?
Yes, I'm not going nowhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, our second topic we were talking about.
It's love versus loyalty. If you had to pick just one, which would it be?
It would be loyalty. Mm. You know why? Because when you're loyal to someone, you're loyal back. That goes far. And love could do is a strange thing. It can make people act stupid and go crazy. And a lot of times when they fall in love, they can't be in their right mind because it overshadows and sometimes the scales are on their eyes and but it's a deep thing, too. But loyalty, hard to find people that are loyal because a lot of people you think that's your friends, really not associates. And, you know, but sometimes people act like they're trying to help you. And you think
right.
But actually they're really trying to hurt you in the long run. So it might look like initially they're trying to be on your side, stick by you in certain things, but they're actually trying to hate you and stabbing your back. And
But you know, I look at it like this too. The loyalty, yes, I will want loyalty first, but I feel like if we're loyal to each other, love is going to automatically fall in there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say that. I piggyback that.
That's true,
that.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're loyal to somebody, you are loving them. I know I'm not going to be loyal to somebody I don't love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely choose loyalty. If I had to choose one, I'd choose loyalty because then love is going to follow right along with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Love.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because you just like you say, you can't be loyal to everyone.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you can't love everyone. I like everyone, you know, because hate is not even in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as to hate a person. I dislike you, you know, but I don't hate anyone. But, you know, being loyal, oh, no, you can't. Everybody that you meet, you can't be loyal to them because somewhere down the line, you're going to regret that you were.
Yeah.
Right.
Because people take your kindness for weakness, and, you know, it just be a big mess.
Yeah.
Right.
So I choose loyalty, too.
Yeah, loyalty comes, and like you said, love comes along with it. But if you put love first, you know, when people are in love, they do crazy things sometimes because they put that love overshadows, you know, what they go through. Sometimes people in love and, you know, and they're blinded by a lot of stuff, you know, and you put that love first. If you do the real loyalty, the love does follow. So that's a big difference. And then
I mean, you know, I'm going to be able to see that loyalty versus the love anyway.
Right.
And like I said, the love is going to definitely follow behind being loyal because if you're not loyal, you're not going to really be able to love that person like you say you do.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I agree.
You know.
I agree.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
There's no doubt about that, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, back to, you know, the other topic as well, you know, again, like I say, you know, you're not going to just be with me for no 2 or 3 months and think that you're going to rule what's going on with my kids. And my kids being adults now, oh,
mm-hmm.
no. Oh, no. You know, the daddy can't even tell him what to do now, you know, because he wasn't there in no way. But mm-hmm. for a man to come in my life and say, well, I think he or I think Sean need to do X, Y, Z. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them in their own place got their kids, you know. No, you're not going to tell me what to tell my kids, and you're not going to dictate to them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're in harm's way, yes, I will take your advice and, you know, look at the circumstances and see if it's justified, you know, for me to tell them. This is what, you know, Johnny Boy said.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, you need to chill.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you need to
yeah.
take a look at the circumstances of what you're doing. Your reactions are really negative, and you need to regroup.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with smaller kids, That's one thing that I really didn't like and allow, especially with my daughter, because, I mean, you know, my brother had my son for a while. But my daughter, oh, no. If I dated somebody, I don't care if it would have been for 20 years, you're not going to sit there and call everybody that you that I say that's my man, daddy.
Yeah.
You only have one. You know.
Yeah.
Now, she did. Yeah. It was this one guy that I was dating probably for about 8 or 9 years, but she met him when she was like 2. She knew who her daddy was, but see, her daddy got married, and then, you know, he started, like, just paying more attention to his son that's, what, probably about 8 or 9 years older than my baby. You know, so, of course, this man was there. He would take her to daycare. He would take her to school. You know, if I had to work late, he had her. You know, and it wasn't nothing for them to go out. You know, him, he'd sometimes tell me, well, me and Kia be back. We going shopping. Well, what about me? No, it's me and Kizay. You know, and she started calling, and to this day, she still calls him dad.
Wow.
You know, now, if you're there for that child, and you know that you're going to be in their life, that's a different story. But to make that child call somebody else daddy, no.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Or to put, I never put the father down. You know, and that's another thing women and men both mess up. You know, like your mom this, your dad that. Don't do that. Let that kid grow up to find out what their father or mother is really like.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's where my kids are today. You know, Sean, yeah, he deals with his daddy, you know. But let them decide whether they want to deal with their parent or not.
Right.
Hear them out.
Exactly.
You know, like in your situation, Barry, she shouldn't have never told a kid anything negative about you. Whatever you and her went through was between you and her. Let her, you know, because I'm sure you would have been in her life more if she wouldn't have did or said things that she said.
Right, and that's what it is, and it's still my immaturity, but I'm like, you know, and I told her I was hurt, you know, really, the bottom line, because, and that's why I was going to react negatively, because, I, you know, this is my daughter, my princess, you know, and then I've had several girlfriends, too. Like, most of the girls I dated had kids, and then their father wasn't around, and they would, sometimes, when they was little, they would say, oh, daddy, I said, no, Mr. Barry, and I would correct them, and then I would tell the girl, tell your daughter, it was like mostly girls, tell your daughter to call me Mr. Barry, because that ain't right, you know, because I'm not a father, you know, but, you know, I played the father role, but I, because then I know how it felt, you know, so I'll just say and then even with my son's mom, like, I've never said, you know, but he said, you know, he said, as an adult, he goes, yeah, my mom even used to come over because they just met, you know, whatever. They say things, and I never said, only time I said something negative was like several months ago when I had 20 years worth of stuff built up, and I told my daughter, and this is how she found out the truth, because she wouldn't investigate it, because she was still believing my mom said this, and my, you know, and it was a lie. So I had to say, and I came out rude, you know, nobody wants to hear nothing negative about their parents no matter what. And I came out rude and it hurt her, but then she did investigate and she found out the truth. So it was kind of the wrong way to do it, but it kind of opened up a can of worms where she knows the truth. So it's going to be a healing process. But, you know, it's not nice no matter to bring kids in anything, you know. But they're the innocent bystander. And it's the two adults that, you know, made the mess. And most of the time, I feel like kids suffer. Like with a lot of young youth, like I always say that too, with these young guys out here, and when I see, you know, they're, like, angry because, you know, of the parents not being there, and they're out on the street just, and that's why they go to the gangs and everything. I mean, another show, we talk about that, too. Like, there's a lot of lost people and kids because of the immaturity of the parents and the people, and we're losing, like, a whole generation. So, really time to step up and do the right thing, so.
Yeah. You know, because, like I said, at the end of the day, you really don't know, you know, how long you going to be with that person. Yeah, you would like for it to last forever. But the thing is, you know, that biological dad is going to always be her father.
Right.
Whether you act like it or not.
Right.
You know, there's still going to be, that's still your father.
Yeah.
And once the kids get older, they'll be able to see for themselves. Like Barry said, his daughter
was really there.
Right. Yep. So once the kids get older, your children see. They see. They have eyes. They pay attention to what's going on around them. So they see and they learn. And when they get older, then they can recognize for themselves whether or not, you know, mom's words or dad's words or what was going on is what really is, you know, the truth.
Because I'm going to tell you what really turned he wasn't really feeling her dad like that, you know, because she seen it as she was coming up. But after she had the baby and everything, you know, you're going to send this child on, I think it was might have been her 18th birthday, you're going to send her a $15 money order? What? And she got a baby? So a few years ago, we went to North Carolina, right? And mind you, we know you're never going to come to Philadelphia to see your grandson that you've never seen before, only heard about him. You're not on Facebook or anything like that where you can get no pictures. So, you know, when we went to North Carolina, we were 45 minutes away from this man. And he was like, well, Dad, you know, we're in town. Like, you know, why don't you come up so I can see you and you can see your grandson? Let me see if Linda want to come. This is his wife now. You know, well, she don't feel good. Okay, bottom line is, I don't want you, number one. I had you. I don't want you because I know what you're about. So my thing would have been, look, baby, if you don't feel like going, I'm going up here to meet my first grand and to see my daughter that I haven't seen in 10 years. You know this man didn't come? And when she called him and went off,
Well, he does not deserve the title of a man. He's just that male. Or not
that's why
he's just that dad.
When she speak of him now, she'll say Mario. She don't say my dad. She says Mario. You know, because like that really hurt her. You know, and then he gonna call her about a couple of months later, talking about, you know what? I ain't even got no pictures. You ain't sent me no pictures and this and this. And she, you know, well, she went off on him. So he calls me. You need to talk to your daughter. She needs to talk to me. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. First off, I'm not talking to her about anything. You made this bed, now you gonna lie in it. You know, she calling me Mario, she ain't calling me that. Well, do you fit that description? And I hung up the phone. I hung up the phone because, you know, I don't have time for the bickering and arguing. And number two, you know, you haven't been there for this baby, so how you expect for her to call you dad?
Can I say something? Rachel, you hit it right on the head because I said I would wait until she was old enough, and now it's coming to fruition, like, ever since she was... So she just turned 22 last week, so it's been 3 years. Like, I've been reaching out because I knew she was coming to age, and she was in college, and I was helping out and stuff. So I knew all this would come, but then she's asking, why did I wait? But that's the reason why I waited, because I knew I couldn't get through until she's old enough. So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Now she's like, oh, but she wasn't there for my, which is true. You wasn't there for my 16th birthday. And there's always, you know, that, like, if she could just see if I was just a total deadbeat, but she see that I was a good dad to my son. So she, that even makes it worse because you're just a screw up and then you could accept that. But I'm still, you know, we have such a great relationship, me and my son. And she's like, you know, what about my sweet 16? But, you know, so she has a valid point, but that's what I was waiting for her to be an adult. It's hard because she's still on her mother's roof, you know, and her mother's so annoyed. She's been married 20 years, and she's still, whatever reason, you know, and, you know, whatever
the mom has the mom accepted God into her life?
Rachel, that's why it was, she belongs to like a cult church out there in Long Island on Jesus. I don't know if you know, because you right out there too, Rachel. It's called Jesus is Lord. And it's like that. She went to that church and just flipped. She's been there ever since. So my daughter was raised. That's, even my son said, you've been Christians 20, you know, you've been a Christian since you was born. You acting like, you know, you're worldly. But the forgiveness, they supposed to have the forgiveness and loving, and it's nothing like that.
There are some people that call themselves Christian and have been in the church for a long time. And that's what those are, those type of people. I'm sorry for using my words, but I call them fake-ass Christians because they walk around playing holier than thou, preaching here and there, and then they abuse their kids, they lie to their kids, they treat people like crap. I call those people those fake Christians.
And they're Pharisees. That's what they are. They're Pharisees. They're fake Christians.
Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other topic.
You know, because a true Christian, you're not going to take your child through that.
No.
Well, I don't care what your father may have done or your mother may have done.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to let that kid. You know, I wasn't no Christian back then.
No.
But I never tried to turn my kids against their fathers. And like I told both of them, when they get older, they'll see who was there for them and who wasn't.
Right.
You know, the worst thing that hurt me would be when one of them fathers, well, them men, them sperm donors, would tell my kids, I'm going to get you or bring you XYZ. And you don't even show up for months or Sundays and don't even call the kid with a reason why. If you're not going to, just don't say nothing. If you want to do something for them, do it and bring it and let it go. Don't tell them, you know, and that's what I tell my grandson's father now. Listen, let me tell you something. Don't tell this baby you're coming to get him and you don't show up.
That child is going to see. That child is going to see. I'm going to use an example. My daughter, all the time, you know, I'm always there. I'm there 5 minutes early, 15 minutes early, 10 minutes. And if I'm not going to be there, I'll arrange for someone else to be there. Let's just say pick her up from practice or wherever she is. Because I got all these jobs and I work weird hours, so I always try to map out and plan out when she's going to get off the bus or when she needs to be picked up or whatever. So when I'm at work and I would depend on her father to pick her up, you know, I make sure I call like a whole half an hour ahead of time. Now, I might, you know, it might be crazy of me, but I'll call a whole half an hour, sometimes an hour ahead of time to make sure, are you going to be there to pick her up? If I don't get in contact with him an hour ahead, I'll call him a half an hour ahead. Are you going to be there in time? If I can't get in contact with him then, I call 15 minutes, and if I don't get an answer, guess what? I'm making the next call. Somebody please go get my daughter because that daddy ain't showing up, you know?
Yeah.
But she sees that. If she knew ahead of time that I arranged, the dad's going to pick you up. But then when the dad doesn't show up and, you know, and then later on she sees me yelling at the dad or whatever, and then the dad, you know, says, oh, well, you put a bug in her ear that I'm a bad dad. No. She sees that you've not been there quite too many times. I'm sorry. She's old enough now. She's 13. She's old enough to see now for herself. You know?
Right.
Once they get a certain age, they see. They see these things. And then they start asking me questions. You know, my daughter's 13, and she asked questions at an early age that I couldn't answer. Now, she doesn't even have to ask the question. She says, Mom, I see why you wouldn't answer the question or why you answered it a certain way. I see now, Mom. Why, if you like that? I don't know. I don't know, baby girl. But they see.
Yeah.
They grow up, and they see these things for themselves. And I'm so grateful because when they were younger and he wasn't there, you know, all they saw in my eyes and my heart was my pain, my anger, my sorrow. And they didn't know why. So now, you know, they see for themselves, and all they can do is embrace me, and I love my baby. I love my baby.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, Dons and Divas, we see you out there. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press the 1 to get in on the topic with us and Barry. And if you're on your PCs, you have to call in to 646-200-3838. All righty then. Let's go to our first song.
All right.
Hold the line.
Yeah.
It is I, Cobra Kai, aka the ugly one, and I am so ugly. Ew. CEO in the hood entertainment / Prozac Music / Community Records, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, when I'm not spitting that mean 16 in the booth, man, I'm listening to GQ Palace, man, with the Diva Squad, man, saying?
Yeah.
And we Wednesday 7 into the Fat Lady Sing, you dig?
You know very well. Yeah.
What up, peace world? This your boy Mellow Man Ace. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday, talking about I love him. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterface.
Out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
I love her music.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, yes, yes. Barry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to be on for the whole show.
Okay.
Great, great.
Yeah, yes, I love she's got a beautiful voice, too.
She does, yeah. Yeah. Finally got her solo debut. She's been trying to get her own album for so long, and I remember watching the Braxtons on their series on television, and she would always say how she wanted to get her own album, and she didn't want to be a background singer anymore. She finally got it.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, life is full of surprises anymore. And like I said, you know, nowadays you have to really, truly watch your surroundings with your kids, grandkids, and all of that. You know, and nowadays it's babies making babies. So, you know, some of these kids out here don't even know who the father is.
Okay.
Of course, we know the mothers, but when they give them up for adoption, you know, you don't even know who your mother is.
Right.
You know, so I just thank God that I had never had to go through that. You know, my mother and father, I had like, well, with the ones that passed, it was like 12 of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I'm the baby. And, you know, we never had to go through that. You know, separated from mother and father. The only way that I was separated when I was 11 years old, you know, and my mother passed. But I knew who my mother was, and we were always in the household together.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And nowadays, like I say, you know, these young girls, they make the babies, but in a year or less, or before the baby even born, the father's not even in the life.
Listen, I know a girl that was, a few girls that were young and pregnant. I know this one girl, she hid her pregnancy from her mom and her dad and everyone else around her. And there was something I saw different in this girl because I had basically helped raise her myself. So one day, it was summertime, and this girl had this big sweatshirt on, big hoodie on, big sweatpants.
and everyone else was in their bathing suits going to the beach. We were going to the beach, and she's sitting on the beach with the sweatsuit on. So I said to her, first thing I said, girl, are you pregnant? So she looked at me. Now, she hadn't even finished high school. I think she had even dropped out or stopped going for like a month or so. And she was only like, I think, 14, maybe 14 years old. And so she just started crying right away. I said, let me see your stomach. She said, no, I'll show it to you later. So I didn't want to make a big ruckus. We were at the beach. But later on that evening, I pulled her aside. I said, let me see your stomach. And she showed me her stomach, and she looked like she was ready to pop. Would you believe later on that night, she went into labor. And she ended up having that baby. And it was so hard for me to tell her mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, you see it on the news and everything where mothers are just leaving babies out in the cold, or they go to the girl that had the baby in the mall and put it in the doggone shopping bag. And, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is, you know, you play with fire, you're going to eventually get burnt.
Yeah.
You know, I say the only way that parent would be able to dictate to my child is that you've been there all along. You know, and you're supporting them and helping me with it. Other than that, no, you ain't got no say. I'm the one going to do all the dictating. So,
Can I put something in? What, like, when we said we grew up and everything, like, the whole generation, when I just talked to my cousin, and she's, like, 1 year younger than me, and then I've seen her twice since we was, like, 17. But when we grew up, we knew, like, all our cousins, like, if they lived in Virginia, Pennsylvania, our parents made sure we knew everybody and we knew our cousins. But now, like, my kids don't know their kids. There's no more family structure. You know, everybody's separated. It's kind of a shame, like, because, you know, we grew up knowing everybody. So I know it's different, but I think we need to rise up with not just the youth, but in our families, too, and get them together, because there's no more family values, right? Am I wrong on that or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean...
You got to love, you know, you got to love life, you know, and you got to be there for your kids, because at the end of the day, that kid didn't ask to be born.
Yeah.
You know, so you just got to do what you got to do, you know, by all means necessary.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I thank God, you know, that my kids are grown. But now, you know, I have to look at my grandbabies, you know?
Yeah.
I watch them come up, you know, but thank goodness, like, my son, he's with his kids. My grandson, that's another story, you know, and he told us one guy that's been in his life that almost ever since he was born, you're more of a dad to me than my real daddy. So now the daddy trying to step up to the plate.
Listen, Barry was saying, I lost my connection for a little while, something with my headpiece. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I was like, what happened? It was like, stop it.
Yeah, so as I was saying, before my headpiece lost connection, one of the hardest things I had to do was to tell this child's mother that she, you know, because she was supposed to be staying over my house at night. When she asked me where she was, I said, she's in the hospital. She just had a baby. That lady broke down. Oh, my goodness. She broke down, cried, jumped up, tried to beat me up. And, oh, it was so crazy. But
she tried to beat you up.
Yeah. You didn't
pregnate her.
I didn't, but she didn't know. She had to go through the motions. She didn't know how to take it. She passed out on the ground. I picked her up, got her up, gave her a hug, and as I was holding her and trying to keep her up, she jumped up and tried to beat me up. But it ended up being an okay situation. But then, again, a second time, this girl did the same thing to her mother like 2 years later and hid the pregnancy. And I found out she was in the hospital. She called me. I'm in the hospital. What are you doing in the hospital? I had another baby. Did you tell anybody that you were pregnant? Where's your mother?
Another one.
Now, what happened was both of her parents were addicts. And her father was in and out of jail. The mother was in and out of
jail also, and so she couldn't keep up with her kids. She wasn't trying to keep up with her kids at all, you know, herself. But the girl ended up getting on social services herself, and then ended up getting off and getting a job, and, you know, success story. So I'm grateful. But Darren was saying, I'm changing a little bit, the structure of the families are not like they used to be. Nowadays, you got kids who don't even know, you know, their brothers and sisters and cousins and, you know. My daughter is in, you know, in school. She has to ask me, Mom, is this person my cousin or is that person my cousin? Because this person says they know that family, and that family is so big and so spread out and so many of my cousins. You know, so I have to let my daughter know exactly who are her cousins and who's not. Who has questions on her because her dad's family was so widespread and it was okay to for family to be schooling with family and all sorts of mess. You know, so it's, we have to make sure we pay attention to who our kids are with, where they are, what they're doing at all times.
You brought that up. You know, my daughter is the same way. She was actually telling me about on Facebook, on her daddy's side, right? They have like a little Facebook page for them. Mm-hmm. And she would call me and be like, Mom, is that my uncle? Or who is that man? Who is that woman? Who is this? Who is? Because she don't even know half of the people on her father's side.
Oh, that's what happened to me with Facebook. Everybody's like, is that my cousin? And I got people, is that my little cousin? That my cousin? And it's a shame. Because when we grew up, we knew all our cousins. We knew them inside and out. We hung out. And now nobody knows nobody. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Technology is amazing. I must say, I would not even, you know, be communicating with a lot of my family, if we didn't have the media site. I wouldn't even be in connection with a lot of my old friends that I grew up with when I was younger. So I got to say, technology, you know, Facebook is not always negative, you know. A lot of things on my Facebook page are, you know, my family members, a lot of spiritual things, a lot of old childhood friends from school. You know, you don't see a lot of drama on my page. Once in a blue moon, I'll get a bit upset, but I'm getting out of that habit. Technology these days. I remember back in the day, we only had a house phone or a few pay phones. Now we have right in our hands,
everything.
Right in our lap.
That's another thing because, when my mother passed, this lady, she was like helping take care of Dad, you know, and they started dating, and you know, she had a few kids, you know, and like right now, it's like that's off limits for us to even think about, you know, if we want to try to date each other or whatever, you know, and God, I ain't even want to bring this up. God rest, may he rest in peace. Yeah, you know, like I said, it's my brother. It's not no stepbrother, no half-brother. He's my brother. You know, the lady that my dad was dating, he just passed the other day. You know, and it really hurt me, you know, because, like I said, that's my family.
Yeah.
That is my family. And, you know, West Virginia, it's very small anyway. So it was like everybody was related to each other anyway, because that's the way our parents brought us up, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
How dare you talk to the White's family or the Moore's family or the Holland's family? You know, we didn't do that, you know, and that's why it ended up being so many interracial couples, too. But, you know, like I told my kids, I don't care what route you go. Me, myself, I like my brothers. You know, I just didn't date nobody, you know, unless they was from like another little town. You know, the town over, which, you know, this little town hated this one, that one, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we were brought up all together, you know.
Right.
But nowadays, like I say, it's real sad because you don't know. You don't know.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I mean, you got to be very careful, because, I mean, if that man going out here letting Tom, Harry, June, and James, and the whole clique hit it, then you don't know who you got out there that's your brother or sister.
Exactly. And it's sad that, you know, a lot of families have these incest incidents going on and these secrets, these family secrets, you know, you're finding out that, you know, this one is pregnant, this man has impregnated his aunt because of the family secret that the family didn't want to let him know that that was his aunt that he was sleeping with because of this big old family secret. So much of that also, you know.
There's a lot of family secrets, like my 92-year-old aunt I take care of, you know. You know, it's a family secret. Like, she fell in love with her older sister's boyfriend, you know. And that was
a long time.
She's like the Aunt Alice, like the matriarch, you know, like she's the perfect person. And, like, you know, and then you find out, and it's like her daughter says, oh, yeah, you know, that's my Bill's my brother and my cousin. I'm like, your brother?
Because
I always say, why y'all be arguing? What is the frustration? And then, you know, she got pregnant when she was 16, and it was her sister's older boyfriend. And my cousin said he had green eyes, you know, a real nice looking guy, and she just fell for him. And she make it seem like, I didn't know what happened. I closed my eyes, and he took, you know. Because she tried to play the role like she's, you know, she's the elder statesman, but, you know, you made a mistake. He was 16, so it's all good. But it's funny, because there's a lot of family secrets, and you don't find out, like, you're older. And I just found this out, like, when she lost her foot, you know, all this stuff was coming out, because I'm like the referee. In the middle, my mother hates me because of that. Because of this, she says I was forced in that, this and that, and I don't know. And she had another, you know, me leaving that this was the other fault, you know, crazy stuff, just to cause a little family secrets, you know. And it can wind up hurting people because, you know, and my cousin's like 75, she's still hurt from that because, you know, she carried out the burden all her life with that. So it is funny, it's family secret. It's funny, but it's hurt.
That's when you give them titles. That's my uncle's cousin's brother's husband's brother.
Yeah.
You can't even find the words for who that person is.
And they all come from little towns, like you said. Everybody was kind of messing around. I mean, there was nobody else kind of messing around.
Little small town, right?
No, because what else is there to do? Like, I know one of my pastors said...
Wait a minute, Barry. You talk about what else it is to do. Keep your legs closed. Then you wouldn't have to...
That's what I say, but I wonder, like, you know, and it's kind of messed up. Like, when I see, forgive me, but, like, when I see in Africa, I'm like, why did, you know, they having all these babies, and, like, you know, and you're already broke and poor, and my pastor said, because there's nothing else, because I was saying, she brought the question, there's nothing else to do, Mr. Brother James, there's nothing else to do.
But
town, there was nothing else to do. Sooner or later, you got to, you know, do the deal.
Listen, get away from this, back in the days when we used to play instead of hide and go, see how it go, get it? Get away from behind that tree. That might be your brother that you doing.
I'm catching kids. All that stuff you play, man.
And a lot of that happens in a small town. When you have a small town.
Autumn games. Remember the autumn games? It's in cousins and all kind of crazy stuff.
A lot of nowadays I see people with these shirts, the T-shirts from the family reunion. Lisbon, let's just say Lisbon, Bonar, family reunion. Well, Barry, how did they related? Well, I thought a bunch of Lisbons was screwing with a bunch of the Bonar.
places with that.
I'm sure you have. Oh, excuse me.
Because then the other one was love versus loyalty. If you had to pick just one, which one would it be?
Oh, my God. Mm. I think I would have to pick loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, love sometimes makes you do crazy things. Loyalty is going to have you stick to the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying? And, oh, man, I think I would choose loyalty.
And that's what everybody chose.
And as far, yeah, far as the baby mama or father dictating what the father or the mother do, that's a crazy no-no, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that happen a lot of times where, oh, that's my baby father, that's my baby mother, you can't be going here, I don't want you going there, you can't take my kids here, I don't want them around certain people. Like, you know, really, really corny stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, listen, we're adults here. We're adults. I'm grown. We're separated. We're co-parents. You're not going to dictate what I do. I'm not going to do anything to put my kids in harm's way. But you're not going to dictate what I do. You understand?
Now, would you be one of those dictated parents, though, if your kids was to say one of your children? Because I had to flip it around. I said, you know, I couldn't see my, you know, my children's father dictating what I did. But I could see myself because I've been, you know, their everything. So I could see myself dictating, you know,
right,
who and what he brings. So if the two is, you know, put on the other foot, it's different, you know?
But no, I understand exactly what you're saying. And I don't really see that as dictating, you know. I just see it as being aware of your children's surroundings. Because you don't want your kids around a bunch of hood rat, hood booger, ghetto acting, ratchet people. You really don't. You know what I'm saying? You got people that smoke weed, or you got people that just do different things that are not cool for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, I want to be aware of these things. Not to say that I can stop you from doing anything, but when it's the kids' time, it's the kids' time, and that's a no-no. You know what I'm saying? I don't really see that as dictating. That's being aware of your surroundings. So, no, it's a difference. There's different levels to that. But you have some people who are like, oh, you can't go. Why are you here? And, you know, some just ghetto ratchet stuff going on, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I was saying, like, as far as them, if they was dictating to my kids, if it was my kid's father, long as they've been there, if the father has been there in their life, of course they can have that say-so, you know, dictate what that kid can and can't
right.
do.
Right. Of course they're going to have say-so. Absolutely.
You know, because that new mate, it's going to be a while before you meet my kids anyway.
But see, you know what it is?
Right off the bat.
Right. You know what it is? A lot of times, you got some people that do things purposely.
Right.
They'll be like, all right, well, you know, you'll have something planned. They'll be like, well, I need you to do this with the kids. Or, you know, because I think I did that at one point. Now, you know what that comes from? Jealousy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It comes from jealousy. You're being jealous of who your ex is with and all that stuff. So now I'm going to throw a little salt in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's what that comes from.
It has actually come to that hour, and I want to know if my diva Rachel have finished a phrase or if you got diva mail.
I have two diva mail.
Somebody bring it.
We have entered the portion of our show where we give it a little twist. We either do finish this phrase, which I have not done in a while. I have a bunch lined up for later, though. Or we do diva mail. However, we've been doing diva mail for a bit, so we're going to stick with it just for a few more. I have diva mail, two of them. Now, which one do I do first? Okay.
Close your eyes and pick one.
Dear Divas, I am a Muslim male. I don't push religion on my children or family. I only request that my ex, my mom, my sisters and brothers do not bring my children to church with them. However, my son came home from a family visit and said someone had taken him to church. As a man, please help me choose what to do. Is religion an important part of a relationship?
That's very, very, very interesting. That's a really good, it really is.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to speak on my opinion with that. If my mate or husband is Muslim and I'm Baptist, I mean, you know, hey, you do you and I'm going to do me. You know, but you, somewhere you should try to come together and be one and into the same, you know, religion. But if not, then, you know, if you were like that when you first got together, that's one thing. But if you start going that separate ways after you've been together, you know, married and everything like that, then I think that would cause a problem.
Well,
my take is that the family really should respect the father as far as him not wanting his child to go to church or whatever. Because the child lives with his father all the time. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, and he made that request.
He has to become accustomed to what his father does, you know, and if he asked them not to take him to church, they should have respected that, you know, and came up with some kind of solution to where somebody can either watch the child while they go to church or have the father pick him up while they go to church.
Before
they go to church.
Yeah.
Like they said, he don't force it, but, you know, you're a Muslim, they're Christian or whatever the case is. You know, at the same time, he can't stop them from practicing how they practice either. So
that's true. You know, that could be a real, real difficult situation right there. Especially, what if those parents are together? You know, Muslims don't eat no pork and all this and all that. So what if that mother do? You know, because I've been at people's house where one eats pork and one don't eat pork, and you know, you're not cooking ribs on my grill. I mean, really got into it. That's even with the like 5% and everything. It can be detrimental, you know.
That's deep. I don't think that I could be in the same household as or be in a relationship as someone who doesn't believe in my in the same thing I believe in. I think it'd be hard, but I think that's
a conflict of interest. That's a conflict of interest, and there's always going to be some kind of strife going on.
There's always going to be some type of disagreement, and I don't think that we can agree to disagree when it comes to if I'm a Christian and you're a Muslim. I'm sorry, I love you, but I love you from a distance. You go get with somebody who's going to be, you know, practice Muslim with you, and I need to be with someone who's going to practice Christian with me.
Right.
Or
what you say?
I feel what Rachel said. If you're Muslim and Christian, you shouldn't be together because that's a house divided will not stand. That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
So, you know, and you're going to, like we was talking about for the first hour, you just messing the kids up because the kids, you know, the father's going to try to get one, and then, you know, whatever. Even though he's, you know, it's his house, it's under his rules, but you shouldn't really be together because it's a conflict. It's a conflict of interest.
Right.
You need to be two working together as one. And that's a house divided, so it won't stand. So that's just a conflict.
Oh, yeah. It's always going to end in disagreement.
No matter what.
Well, you know, again, but as far as the child going to visit whoever, they really should respect the father's wishes. If he doesn't want them, you know, and just tell him, all right, he can come stay, but you'll have to pick him up before we go to church because that's how we do here. But, you know, with religion and politics, there's always some kind of war. Always some type of war with religion and politics. That's why a lot of people don't get really involved in the conversation.
Well, that's what's wrong with the world today. That's what it is, religion and politics. I mean, that's the problem of the world.
Exactly.
That was deep, Diva.
That's a problem of the world.
Awful? I have to go listen to the archives. So for whoever's listening, we can always go back and listen to the archives and check them and listen. Any show that you want. you got a question or something you want to hear, you can go back and check our archives.
Uh-huh. And we also are on the GQ Palace page on our Facebook.
Right.
Where we comment in the forum. So check us out. GQ Palace. We're doing big things.
Check us out. All right, now. What's the second diva mail?
Okay, the second diva mail is Dear Divas. I was in, this is a female. I was in a long-term relationship, had a very bad breakup, and ended up rebounding, red flag, into a relationship with a man who I fell in love/lust with and did not realize that he was married with kids. Wow. Yeah, I got pregnant and then found out about his other life. Now that I found out, he treats me different. Am I wrong for wanting to speak to his wife, woman to woman?
Oh, wow. No. Leave a wife out of it, you know, because you fell in love and lust too quick,
uh-huh.
You know, because you was rebounding and you didn't care at the time.
Well, see,
so why bring it up now? When she might eventually find out. But, you know, I wouldn't even want to go through that because you don't know what kind of turn that woman or that man may end up doing on you.
Right. There's crazy people out there. There's some crazy people out there.
There really is. But my thing is, because the child, you're bringing a child into this now, and
uh-huh.
I think the child, even though that's, You mess with a married man or whatever, the child still
uh-huh.
has a deserving chance. I don't think the child should be cut short. And the wife should know.
I agree. I think that wife should know. I think that in all these type of situations, I'm that type of woman. I want to have a woman to woman. A lot of people think it's immature if a woman wants to have a conversation with another woman. But it's those people who are out there being immature that don't think that it's adult like lady like to have a woman to woman. I myself am a type person. I want to have a woman to woman. If you're a woman enough to sleep with my husband or mess with my children or do some craziness, then you woman enough to step to me and handle me as a woman and have a woman to woman talk.
That's right. Whether you're going to apologize or whatever, be woman enough. And I agree totally on that, Rachel.
A lot of
women, they can't do that.
They don't have that level of maturity. That's why.
The one that got pregnant, and then found out about this man, she could just be going to this woman to get revenge on the man.
Mm.
You know,
uh-huh.
because he's treating her differently.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I will
of course,
get ugly
a lot of
now.
People,
it's
men
it's
and women, going to treat you one type of way just to get what they want. And after
uh-huh.
they've gotten it, a lot of them do change. Some change for the better, some change for the worse.
That happens,
you know.
And however she never found out. But it's possible. That happens.
You can keep it as a closed secret.
Deceived and manipulated to believing one thing or whatever, and then when you find out, and this is what happens. But it's bad now that the child is coming into play, you know.
Right. But that's why I like that one song. I don't know if the switchboard operator got it. By this one chick, I can't think of her name. He played us both. I think his name is Queen. You know, and at the end, that's what happened.
Yeah.
You know, he played both females, so.
He created a monster is what he did.
Yeah, I have been through that for a long time. I have been played for a long time with, by several of this main person I was with for a long time. Always messing with women out in the streets and stuff, and always, but then when I would want to confront them, then they would call me psychotic and tell me I'm crazy for wanting to have a woman to woman. I'm just trying to get you to confess, excuse my language, but,
because for the simple fact, what about these two kids? What if it's a boy and a girl and they end up meeting each other and start dating and don't even know that they're brother and sister?
That happens.
Right.
But
happens all the time.
Let this be okay. If people let this stuff be okay in their families, then it's going to, you know, the cycle is going to continue. You know,
yeah.
People let this interest go on and let these people think that it's okay for them to screw with their own aunts and cousins and sisters and brothers and, you know, then it's going to continue. It's going to be okay. It's not okay.
Right.
You know?
I agree. Yeah. You know, and it's always going to be conflict.
I'm all for that woman talk. You know what I'm saying? And, like, listen, maybe he did tell you, because I've been there, done that, too, where, oh, he said that I wasn't together, and I believed it. I believe he told you that, because that's what manipulators do. They're going to tell you a story, you know, and they, trust me, they know how to lie and stick to it. So we're going to find out, but I'm going to let you know what it really is. You know, if I decide to continue to choose to deal with them, continue to deal with them or whatever, that's on me.
Right.
And now, if it happens now, I'm sorry, but you're cut short.
You know, and my thing is, I probably would go to the woman, and if she started getting ignorant, then you know I just leave it alone. But I try to come to you as a woman.
Let him.
He's got to go too.
He's checked first.
You know what? That happened to me about a year ago. I was talking to somebody for a couple months, and everything was cool. Like, you know, I thought the person was single, and I come to find out that they was married. Like a year later.
Yeah, wow.
Well, like you say, it happens every single day.
Yeah. It happens every day.
Really? And some people will lie just to get into a relationship, especially if it's a gold digger, whether it be man or woman.
Yeah.
That person is going to try to get up with that person, especially if they see that this person may be doing XYZ for the next man or woman.
Hey,
why not get a piece of the rock too? You know, that's some people's mentality.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's
you know, but it don't mean that he's going to.
Yeah, greed, jealousy, all of that stuff. All of that stuff is what causes stuff like that to happen. Like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It happens. It really does.
Yeah.
That's part of life. That's what it is. You got to live and learn.
Yep, you live and you learn.
Live and learn, yep.
Don't come to me if you're married, because I ain't having it. when you start saying, well, I can't stay tonight, babe. every night is a different story. No. Holidays. I gotta be with the family. Well, if I'm your woman, then I need to be with the family too. So you know, huh? Yeah. She did. She did a big rebound. I'm a rebound, y'all. Right?
You know what makes that easy
slam
now?
Dunk on you.
Nowadays, you have a lot of groupies, gold diggers, and stuff like that. That makes it easy for it to be done because they're not looking for that long-term commitment. They're not looking for that security, a relationship security. They're not looking for the stability of a family. They're not looking for that. They're looking for...
You want to hit and run.
Hit that. Yeah. You got good sex, or he or she got good sex, or whatever. I'm going to get that. You know, that's acceptable.
Or drugs or money. You get a lot of crackheads, a lot of alcoholics that these suppliers or drug dealers or whatever, they supply them.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I'm so glad that
I'm
over that hump, you know, to just think about the sex and all this and all that. Man, all this that's going on around here. Nope, strap it up, put on the raincoat. Matter of fact, you ain't getting none. I ain't doing nuka. My boy, you better left me alone. I'm getting too old to be, look, I'm 35. I ain't never had nothing, knock on wood, thank the good man above me. Somebody give me something now. Oh.
Hey, pork chop.
You better leave it alone.
What's up? Can I ask you a question?
I'm gonna hurt you.
Yep.
What do you want?
You had your birthday this past week, right?
And you know I did.
So you really enjoyed yourself, didn't you?
Anywho, Barry.
I'm gonna ask
Barry.
You.
Yes, I enjoy it myself. I truly did. Thank you.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Anyhow.
We have Sean on the line. Sean, are you there? We have Sean on the line. Good evening, Sean.
Sean in the house.
Sean.
What's up, Sean?
I'm all right in the show.
Did you hear the topic?
What happened?
Did you hear the topic?
I heard two people talking at one time.
I said, did you hear the topics?
Sorry, no, I didn't.
Okay. The first one was, what if you got into a new relationship and your new mate allows his or her child's parents still dictate what they do? And the second one, love versus loyalty. If you had to pick just one, which one would it be?
I'm sorry, I'm out in this cold. I couldn't hear a word you said. The wind was blowing in my ear. I'm
sure.
So sorry.
Okay, the first one, are you ready? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, what if you got into a new relationship and your new mate allows his or her child's parent to dictate what they, which still dictate what they do?
Excuse me?
And the
go ahead, I heard it, I just said excuse me.
The second one, love versus loyalty. If you had to pick just one, which one would it be?
Okay, for the first one, now, I'm the type of man that, okay, if I feel she's going to be with this person for a long time, I'm out here walking in the cold, so y'all going to have to deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
If she's going to be with this person for a long time,
uh-huh.
I want to meet this person to see what they're about. If you dictate my kids, make sure you tell them the right thing and not the wrong thing. I don't really have a problem with it. You know, as long as you're telling me that the right thing was supposed to be told. You know what I mean? Now, if you're telling them something opposite of what I'm telling them, then you keep your mouth shut and get your head bust open.
It'll wipe me.
It'll wipe.
Now, the other one, love or loyalty, that's actually a hard thing because in order to be in love, you got to have that loyalty as well.
Yeah.
You can't love somebody.
Exactly.
You don't trust them. So that's like a hard, hard topic right there.
Well, yeah, so loyalty was first.
You know what I said, like, Sean? I said loyalty because if you're loyal, love is going to find its way.
Exactly.
And I agree.
Exactly. It's going to find its way to you. But that's like a hard question to choose from. You know, one topic, because, you know, it's like, in a way, the topic is meaning the same, but it's like a role reversal when it comes to those two. You know what I mean?
Because
you could be loyal. In order to be loyal to some person, to somebody, you don't really have to be in love with a person to be loyal. To
true.
Them, to be true.
That's
you know
true.
I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
So,
you know, because you could be loyal
to
the same sex, you know? As being that friend.
Well, I don't know.
So you have
that,
to, you like you said,
that,
you know, that
but,
you can put that in a lot of ways, and it is a hard question to answer at the end of the day.
It's a very hard question to answer, you know. I ain't going to lie, but I'm sorry. I got to go with love. I have to go with love. Because in
really?
Order for me to love this person, I have to be loyal to them. You know?
Okay.
That's just my theory, me on my personal
right, right.
Opinion.
And everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know?
Right.
You know, I feel you gotta love the person, you know, in order to be loyal to them.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wee.
Right, man. She was my friend.
And Diva Rachel can read you the Diva mail.
Oh,
yes.
Sure.
I had two Diva mails. We had one that was by a male. Dear Divas, I am a Muslim male. I don't push religion on my children or family. I only requested that my ex, my mother, my sisters, and my brothers do not bring my children to church with them. However, my son came home from a family visit and said that someone had taken him to church. As a man, please help me choose what to do. Is religion an important part of a relationship?
On that one, I'm going to have to ask, is that child living with the father?
The child lives with the father.
Okay, if that child lives with that father, they're supposed to respect that man, what that man
That's
has to do
right.
with that child.
Yes.
But it's a certain way he's raising his son.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is they're confusing him now. You
understand? Right.
You can't take a Muslim into a Baptist church or a Christian church or anything like
true.
That. You know, they got their own religion. You understand?
Yeah, true.
And what they're doing is they're messing up that child's mind. So, and
right.
if you think about it, would the father actually be wrong if he get to the point where he's like, okay, you know what? He can't visit y'all now. And now he becomes the bad guy.
Yeah.
You understand? But you're not the bad guy for disrespecting this man's religion.
That's a fact. Nope, that's a fact.
But you know, and then there lies another big problem because you don't want that child, you know, that he can't go visit now.
Like I said, like you say,
some kind of compromise.
They got to come to some kind of compromise, okay? The child can come, but, well, we go to church here, so you have to come pick them up before we go to church.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying, or something to that nature.
Got
to
make some kind of arrangements.
Some kind of arrangements, exactly.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or, you know, find somebody who's not going to church or whatever. Maybe they can sit him or watch him until they come back or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, but you can't keep, you know, taking that baby through it.
Uh-huh.
That man has
right.
the right to be pissed. Because I know I would. Especially if you raise
yeah.
your child a certain way. That's like you take your child to a friend house and you tell them, listen, I don't want them drinking milk. You know?
Right.
And
right.
come home and be like, oh, I had cereal with milk when I was at such house. Well, I didn't you no token.
Hi, brother.
You can't keep that.
Toast in the morning.
Excuse me. Mute your phone.
But you're right,
because that kid could be allergic to milk.
Exactly. You know, it's
you
the
know,
reason why.
So, yeah, you have to go with people's wishes, especially if that child is in the, living in that household. You know, that's even like with potty training. I always use that as an example. You know, you can't potty train a kid here and then they go home and the parent put on a pamper. What good is it going to do? You know,
exactly.
If they're not ready to potty train that child or break them from a bottle, then you can't do it for no few hours.
True.
Yeah. So.
That's true.
But Dons and Divas, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press that 1 to get in on the topic with us Divas and Dons. Or just kick back and relax and listen to it on your PC. It's your choice.
Yeah, but we would love to talk to you guys. We kick it over here at GQ Palace Radio.
Oh, you missed it. You missed our commercial, Angie. We got a new commercial every
day. Oh, yeah. I gotta hear it. Hopefully,
you
we'll forget
to
it. I would love to hear it.
Oh, it is banging. Trust
we
me.
Up with it.
Our CEO hooked it up. He went there.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, you know how they be doing big things. Shout out to Rich Money and Lavina Polite. You know how they be doing the big things for the TQ Palace Radio.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Throwing bombs, dropping
you know
bombs.
What that means?
That's throwing bombs.
Dropping bombs around here.
Exactly. But, you know,
no.
If
we
go ahead.
Thank you, Diva. We had a second Diva mail, Dawn, that I'd like to read to you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Dear Diva, this is a female now. I was in a long-term relationship. Oh, Lord. I was in a long-term relationship. had a very bad breakup and ended up rebounding into a relationship with a man whom I fell in love / lust with and did not realize that he was married with kids. I got pregnant and then he found out about his, I found out about his other life. Now that I found out, he treats me different. Am I wrong for wanting to speak to his wife, woman, the woman?
Ooh, now, you know that right there, I got to say something. Because to me personally, it's not good to do a background check on people, but it's good to find out about them. She should have known his whole status before she got involved with him.
Exactly.
You did as good as you did. See, so what it was she went fast with it. She got probably bundled up with the love and, you know, the dining and dining and the sex in and, you know what I mean? They got caught up with it and didn't bother to find out the rest of his man's life. So now that she found out about his life, when she should have found that out from the get-go, she want to go and approach this man's wife? Nah, that's something you have to handle now because you put yourself in that situation. You trust this man. I understand they had a trustful relationship, which the man should have told her from the get-go. His wife. That makes it bad on both parts. Y'all got some good topics going on here, which is both of the topics is like a role reversal thing. So it's like, who's actually in the wrong? Is she in the wrong because she didn't find out, or is he in the wrong because he didn't tell her?
Right. And then she was rebounding. Yeah. She was doing a rebound, you know? So you just jumped to the first thing that came to you, does sound like.
Exactly.
Whoever showed you that, whoever showed her the attention, that's who she rolled with. And, you know, obviously, she probably, shut up, see.
Can I tell y'all a story? Can I tell y'all a story about rebounds, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I was with somebody for 15 years. Had his bottom, right? Caught them cheating. Stopped being with them. I met somebody else, right? And when I met this female, I told her, you know, I just got out of a relationship and, you know, I'm not looking for nothing serious. And she was like, she understanding everything, you know, because she took it as a rebound thing. But come to find out, the girl that I had met, she used to talk about her brother. Her brother name is Rodney. Now, this is the tricky part. The girl I was with for 15 years have a cousin named Rodney. Right?
Mm.
Now, you wouldn't think Rodney would be the same person. Now, the girl that I'm on the rebound with, she's telling me we live in Queens. So I'm like, nah, this can't be. So come to find out, it was. That was Rodney's, my kid's mother was Rodney's cousin on his mother's side. And the girl I was on the rebound with was his sister on his father's side.
Wow.
I told my kid's mother about it. And she was like, keep it all in the family.
Now,
this girl that was on the rebound, which I explained to her, she wanted to go to a club and act like we don't know each other. Rule number one. I just told you I'm on, you're on a rebound. I just got out of a long-term relationship. You understand? So he goes to the club, right? I goes there. I understand it's a game, but when somebody tells you something about, all right, listen, I just got out of a long-term relationship. I'm not for the games like this, right? Goes to the club. I wind up meeting somebody and getting their number and everything. Now, the girl that was on the rebound, she comes over in the club and hands me my glasses and says, oh, well, okay, you coming with me? So I tell her, no, we don't know each other. What winds up happening is the girl that I met at the club, I wound up being with her for 10 years.
Wow.
You know, so.
Sorry for you.
It's kind of hard. That rebound thing ain't nothing to play with. It's something very,
it not
very
really
different.
Ain't. Not a joke. It's really not.
Yeah.
You know, because somebody could get seriously, you know, hurt mentally.
Mm-hmm.
No, the thing is about that, somebody went in hurt. Somebody was already hurt. That's why it happens like that.
Yes.
Don't get hurt. You go in hurt. And you take all of that stuff with you. So now you're clouded by your own judgment. You're clouded by your own judgment, and that's where it allows for room for you to fall victim to anything.
Right.
So you go in hurt.
Right. Right.
So, all that does, the rebound does, is add to it. So.
We're gonna take our next caller on. Kia, are you there?
I'm sorry. Hello. Hey, Kia.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm walking, trying to walk. It's cold out here. I'm trying to walk to my truck.
I'm walking in the cold. My mom was out in the cold just now.
It is cold. It's windy.
It's windy out too.
And it's spring.
That's what they say.
We're gonna have a wonderful summer. We're gonna have a wonderful summer. Keep telling yourself that. We're gonna have a wonderful summer.
I want you to hurry up.
You know, this man was saying yesterday that we only really have two seasons, that's summer and winter. And when you think about it, it's true.
But the thing is, I don't want nobody complaining when it's hot, because you're going to get people, oh, it's hot out here. Okay. Or you're going to tell them, go shut the front door. Put on AC and shut up.
Well, I ain't with neither one of them.
You know what?
I could deal with the winter. It's just right here, I can't deal with it. And it's freezing like a mother out here. It's free.
It's windy.
Colder than a witch's titty, right?
It's cold out here.
Did you hear the topics?
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so cold. Oh, my God.
Woo! Well, you close to your car?
What's the topic?
The first one was, what if you got into a new relationship and your new mate allows his or her child's parents still dictate what they do?
If I got in a new relationship.
And your new mate allows his or her child's parents to still dictate what they do.
The last part I didn't understand you, too. Let me take this thing off. You said allow his or her child to what?
The child's parents.
Allow his or her child's parents still dictate what they do.
What? Isn't that, like, tricky where, isn't that, like, where, you know, it's a, that's tough, you know, because the mother's going to always have something to say. You're going to have to learn to deal with that.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
That's probably why when I had this little phase, I could not date a guy with a kid. Oh, gosh, there's no way. You had a kid, there's no way I'm talking to you. But isn't that parent going to be able to? Isn't it with a parent going to be able to, if you're, well, you're going to allow the mother to call the house because she's going to be able to have to call the house if her child is there.
That's true.
So she's going to have to call there to check, you know, you're going to have to allow her to call your home. Well, you know, the not your cell phone, but the landline to speak to her child. And, you know, if her child goes on the phone and say, oh, Miss Michelle been me, you know. You know what I'm saying? So you would have to deal with it.
Yeah. Okay, the second one was love versus loyalty. If you had to pick just one, which would it be?
Loyalty.
Okay.
Okay.
Loyalty. Wow. Yeah, well, everybody picked loyalty except Sean.
It's just loyalty, you know, because there's no more loyalty out here anyway, so everybody's out for their own self.
You know, I figure because, you know, love is a part of loyalty to me. You know, that's why I think of love over loyalty.
Right.
Well, you can be in love, that was you your can choice. Love that person, and then they can be not loyal to you then.
Well, I understand what Sean is simply because if you love me, you're going to be loyal to me anyway.
Exactly. Right. Well, not necessarily.
Well, yeah, we know that because, like you said, now the loyalty has went out the window somewhere.
Exactly, because you would think that somebody's being loyal to you, and you know, and it's, you know.
Well, see, because it's a doggy dog world now. If we're speaking on the here and the now, it is a dog eat dog world. Everybody's out for self, and you know what I'm saying. So it's like everybody's looking for a get rich scheme or get rich person. Or some kind of come up, or for somebody else to sweat and stuff like that. So you're gonna look for people are not loyal anymore. They're just looking how to get over real quick. So the loyalty's gone.
Yeah.
Not to say that it's all like that because it's not all like that. But for the majority,
it's not like that.
But everybody's not like that. But it's out there. You know, you just have to, you know what to look for. And like we always say here at the Palace, know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Yep.
That's why, I mean, you know, it's, right here, like, he said he picked love. I mean, I guess he just, I'm picking loyalty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, that's what we always say, you know, everybody's opinion is their opinion.
Yeah, everybody's opinion is different.
But you gotta see, I see it as, you know, I love this person, you know, and if they're loyal to me, if they become disloyal, you know, if I find out they're unloyal, then that's, you know, well, something I would have to handle on down the long line. But that would mean I'm gonna stop loving the person. I'm gonna, you know, be like, oh, but, you know, things happen, such and such, you go your way, I go mine.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Right. Now I'm gonna handle it different,
Yeah, you know, so that's why I choose to love, you know, because you ain't going to always get loyalty, but that love won't always be there.
Right. Not every situation needs loyalty, you know, right. That's a good topic, though, because a lot of times people don't know what love is, they don't know what loyalty is either.
We don't know what love is no more.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
oh, it's like, what is love? What is love to you? You know?
What's love
what is
got
loyalty?
To do with?
What is loyalty? What is that?
Yeah, what is love? What is loyalty? What is it? What is that to you? What does it mean to you? You know, what's the significance of it to you? You know? A lot of people see things differently. You know, that's how it works. That's why everybody's opinion is their opinion. Because I might not see the thing. You might see the glass is half full and I might see it half empty.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well, yes.
Yeah. Every situation.
Rachel has Diva Mail.
Yes. I have two of them tonight. You ready, Kia?
Yes.
Okay, this is a mail. The first one. Dear Divas, I am a Muslim male. A Muslim male. I don't push religion on my children or family. I only request that my ex, my mom, and sisters and brothers do not bring my children to church with them. However, my son came from a family visit and said that someone had taken him to church. As a man, please help me choose what to do. Is religion an important part of a relationship? Right, can you read that one more time?
Yeah.
Yes. Dear Jesus, I am a Muslim male. I don't push religion on my children or family. I only requested that my ex, my mom, and my sisters and brothers do not bring my children to church with them. However, my son came home from a family visit with them and said that someone had taken him to church. As a man, please help me choose what to do. Is religion an important part of a relationship?
Well, I want to speak for me. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. It's, you know, for me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and I'm not knocking anybody's religion. It's not my business to knock anybody's business.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a part in our daily walk and in our lives. So, yes, it plays a part.
I agree.
Oh, absolutely. They have to be on one accord in that matter.
Exactly.
You have to be on the same accord. Otherwise, again, like you're going to always be bucking against each other.
Yeah.
So who wakes them up in the morning? Who wakes them up in the morning? Who's putting food on that table? Because they just ain't mommy and daddy putting food on that table.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We also have Diva Male number 2 tonight, which is a female. Female. Okay, dear Divas, I was in a long-term relationship, had a very bad breakup, and ended up rebounding into a relationship with a man whom I fell in love / lust with and did not realize that he was a married man with kids. I got pregnant and then found out about his other life. Now that I found out, he treats me different. Am I wrong for wanting to speak to his wife, woman to woman?
Wow. But she wanna speak to the wife. One on one.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could
right there
when she's speaking to the wife.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tricky question right there.
It is.
Really is. That's a hard
You know, because you got to think about that child. Like I said earlier, what if these two kids end up meeting, you know, each other as a male and a female, and they hook up and find out that they're brother and sister? You know,
so you have to
really think about that because you don't want that to happen.
True. Right. You gotta start from the beginning. She said that she was in a long term relationship and she had a bad breakup and ended up rebounding. So right there was a red flag. She should not have rebounded
right.
in someone else's arms. So therefore, when she fell in love with him and then she found out after she got pregnant by the dude, because I guess then she found out that she would, you know, would find out a little more about him after she got pregnant. Don't wait till after you get pregnant, you know. You don't rebound it and fell into his arms, not giving a darn whether he was in a relationship or not. So, you know, there are a lot of red flags in here. So now that he's treating her some type of way, and now she's wondering, should she have a woman-to-woman with his wife? I'm big on having a woman to woman with another woman. However, no, I think she should not want to speak to the wife. I think that she should cut her losses.
Yeah.
Put him up for child support. Put him up for child support and just part with him.
But my thing is, I wonder if she would have wanted to have this woman to woman talk if she hadn't got pregnant.
Exactly. And if he started treating her some type of way. So,
you know, because my thing is, I don't care who you are.
Uh-huh.
If you cheat to get with me, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna cheat on me to get with somebody else.
Exactly. If you cheated when you walked in the door, you'll be cheating when you walk out the door.
Yep. It's a circle.
You
cheat with me, you'll cheat on me. That's a fact.
You better
know it.
Yeah,
the thing is with that, she should have took time to find herself. See what happened, you know, try to reflect a little bit of what happened in her past relationship. Why,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
She had to make a decision.
She made very bad decisions at a very vulnerable moment in her life.
Uh-huh.
And she should have just took some time for herself.
She was just looking for love in all the wrong places, really.
Yeah. You know, but now you got love, a lifetime love. That child,
and
you got a baby that
you don't even know if, that, you know, obviously the daddy is not going to be there for it because he's got a wife and now he got a whole family of his own.
Yeah, he has a whole other family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a whole wife and a whole family.
A whole lot of issues.
Jump off for the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, she found that out too late, you know.
Right.
You found that out too late. But, again, that's why you should know yourself. You start, you know, start looking for signs of, you know, a man having a family and all that stuff because they're there.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
just you're not paying attention.
Uh-huh. It definitely goes red flags. Pay attention.
Unfortunately,
to them.
Dons and Divas, well,
yes.
Time is of essence, and this is the time where we give everybody a chance to go around the table. And Rachel, you want to call them out since you brought them everybody on?
Barry, are you still there? And would you like to get your final thought on tonight's show?
Yeah, I'm still here. It was a great topic starting off with, you know, with the daughter thing and a lot of great topics, and it was just a great show. So I just want to say thank you and keep it up, girls. For the
Divas
Pod.
Thank you,
Barry.
Thank you. Sean, are you still there? Would you like to give your final thoughts on the show?
I want to say great topic, great show. A lot
thank
of controversial things going on, but, you know, some situations, that's how you got to get it to get to the right situation. You know, to get through the right situation. But I enjoy myself. I'll be tuning in on the regular. And all I can say is great show.
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. Thank you. All right. Kia, are you still there?
Yes. I can't believe I missed the show. You know, Women's History Month this month, so I went to a program. Women's history, I thought I would get out a little bit earlier than, you know, but then when you see somebody talking, you start to conversate, I look at the top, oh my God, let me call into the show. So,
right.
I can't believe I missed it. Great. It was great topics. Oh my God. Y'all are people on the top of
them. Thank you. And
okay.
Thanks for all the day. Yes, always. Rachel.
Yes, we already know. First and foremost, I'm giving it up to God, because without God, there would be no us, no DQ Palace. And next, I'm going to give it up to our CEO, Rich, and our executive, Lavina. We love y'all, DQ Palace family, all the other hosts, and all of our callers, Gary, Sean, and Kia, all of our listeners tonight, and my co-divas, P and Angie, I love y'all. We had great combo, the great commercials now we got going on, and the drops and everything. Oh, I love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to toss the mic to one of you divas, Angie.
Yes. As always, you know how we do over here at GQ Palace Radio. You know, shout out to my fellow divas, T and Rachel.
All right.
Always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. To our callers and listeners, our CEO, you know, Rich Money and Lavina, y'all be doing big things at the palace. Everybody better get on. 646-200-3838. And, you know, we got walks of life for everybody over here. But as far as our topics and stuff, and, you know, if you're going through a bad breakup or whatever, take some time out to figure yourself out, get your composure so you can have, you know, a motto is get your mind right and your body will follow. That way you ain't, you know, you're not falling for anything. So, you know, and, you know, just know yourself, you know, be in touch with yourself and be comfortable with who you are. That way you're not just settling. So, you know. But, again, great show, and sorry for my tardiness tonight. Just had a very busy day at work today, and, you know, it's all good. And I will be here next week.
Okay.
On time.
Okay, so I guess
what's so funny, Barry?
Pass the mic to you, Chi-Chi.
Okay.
Well, even though the commercial said it, I'm going to say it again for those that didn't hear. On Thursdays, Reality and Relationships with your hosts, KL and Tiffany Belvin, from 8 to 10. Friday, Love and Entertainment with our very own CEO, host, Rich Money, from 6 to 9. Sunday, with our executive producer, Lavina Polite, Spiritual Sunday, your host, Lavina Polite, from 7 to 9. Immediately following her, on Sunday, Crossroad Temple with your host, Timmy Scribby Hunter. Monday, UAR Unsigned Artist Radio host varies from 8 to 9. Immediately following the show Monday,
Love, Life, Loyalty with your host Deanne Lane and King Roozy from 9 to 11. Tuesdays, GPS Sports with the host, the mayor, from 8 to 10. Then you're back on Wednesdays with Love Fantasy, the Diva Squad, 7 to 9.
Oh.
Right. With your host, myself, Angie, and Rachel. And I would like to thank all the callers, listeners, and all above all, God. Tune in next week, same place, same time. GQ Palace doing big things. 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. Holla at you, girls.
Yeah.
GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We're on over 15 different websites, 65,000 listeners and still rising within 2 years, 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we're playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesdays, we coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. as he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body karate. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with Love Fantasy, with 3 of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, KF and Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have to bless the Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio Crossroads Temple for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace. Radio, we doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.